This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Joyce Carpenter, Carpenter. Date of birth is March 19th of 1936. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Carpenter with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and history of left kidney donation for her son. She did have several hospitalizations since her last visit on June 28th of this year. She fell and was initially hospitalized in Midland Hospital. Then she was released home, and she developed severe shortness of breath. She woke up and was unable to breathe in the middle of the night. She talked with her daughter, who told her to call 911. So she was taken into Gratiot Hospital, or Elma Hospital. She was admitted 11/27 and discharged 11/29 of this year. And it was acute congestive heart failure and severe mitral valve regurgitation per echocardiogram. She was diuresed with IV diuretics while hospitalized, and she did improve remarkably. The shortness of breath is much, much better. She's supposed to have lab studies done weekly for the next 3 weeks, and she did have labs done Thursday, 12/8. Unfortunately, her creatinine was markedly elevated, and she's never had a creatinine as high as 2.0. Normally, she's been ranging between 1.2 up to 1.7 at the highest. And she had, although she does feel much better from a cardiac standpoint, all the fluid is gone out of her ankles, and the shortness of breath has resolved. And she has lost 16 pounds over the last 6 months. A lot of that must have been fluid weight. She is not sure if she has a follow-up visit with the cardiologist that she saw in the hospital, who was Dr. Kevin Berlin. So we're hoping that you can help her arrange to have a cardiac follow-up so they can help manage her echocardiogram. The echocardiogram was done 11/28 while she was hospitalized, and it did show mildly dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy. The injection fraction was essentially normal, 55%. She had severe thickening and calcification of her posterior mitral valve. Also, thickened calcified degenerative mitral valve with mild stenosis and moderate regurgitation was noted. And she had moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, as well as grade 2 diastolic dysfunction and evidence for elevated left atrial pressure. She is feeling better. She's not short of breath at rest. She does walk with a walker. However, she gets very weak very quickly, and she sits down on the walker rather than stands during the visit. She currently denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain. Dyspnea is present with exertion, but none at rest, and no more orthopnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema at all at this point. Physical examination, her weight is 156 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure is 97%. Pulse ox is 97%. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/66. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with distant sounds. I do hear a mitral murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has no peripheral edema. And labs that were done 12-8 of 2022 had revealed the markedly elevated creatinine at 2.0. In the hospital, the labs, creatinine was 1.2, 1.2, and at discharge 1.3. So the etiology of the elevated creatinine, it could be diuresis, although we want to see what the weekly labs will be over the next 2 weeks. We also want to have her follow up with cardiology, and hopefully your office can help her make sure she has an appointment for cardiology follow-up. She's supposed to have monthly lab studies done for us, which will include CBC, renal chemistries, phosphorus levels, and we're going to have her rechecked by this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.